Every year, tens of thousands of migrants attempt a dangerous journey into Europe. For them, the world's wealthiest continent represents an opportunity to escape the poverty.
I don't have war.
Conflict.
تركت جامعتي, تركت عائلتي, تركت أهلي.
Or persecution of their homelands.
El viaje es terrible. Terrible.
But the journey is fraught with danger. And for those who do enter Europe, success can be bittersweet.
My friends in Ceuta died.
This is Europe's Wall of Shame. The border fence around this small piece of Spanish territory is all that separates Africa from Europe. Comprised of three fences, barbed wire and security cameras, the wall is supposed to act as a deterrent for people trying to enter. But hundreds of undocumented migrants are still arriving every month. Bruno from Cameroon was one of thousands of Africans who successfully scaled the fence in 2014.
I entered at 5 in the morning, 5, very early in the morning, 5. So when we separate, everybody separate. So we start dodging, asking for help for people, the people in Milia, the Spanish people and the Moroccan people, that they should direct us the city. When you see police like Guardia and the police local, we hide, we go to a hidden place, until we succeed to reach a camp. Yeah.
With the migrants adopting a strategy of coordinated mass assaults on the border, the Spanish authorities have often been powerless to stop the waves of desperate and determined migrants from entering the territory. Spain's Interior Ministry says that over 2,000 migrants have already made it across in 2014. Bruno travelled to Melilla with his childhood friend Sue. They hope Europe can offer them better life opportunities and a chance to help support their families back home.
I'm Sue Abungwa. I'm 23 years old, I'm a Cameroonian. After my dad lost his job, it becomes difficult for us over there in Cameroon. So I chose to take this path, like come to Europe and see how life over here is.
Surrounded by Moroccan land, the Spanish-held enclaves of Melilla and Ceuta are the only European cities that share land borders with Africa. It's an anomaly that has made the territories an attractive stop for migrants who use these cities as a way into mainland Europe. Like Sue, many of the migrants who end up in Melilla are driven by a desire to improve their financial well-being. Here they're not allowed to work, but there are still ways of making money. Larry from the Central African Republic has been in the city for only 5 months. Yet in that time, he set up his own car washing business.
I live Central African Republic because I have many problems. Finance, the problem of money, I don't have work. I have my wife with my son because I leave one child in my country. We don't have any kind of work here. I wash car, I have car to park, just like this. I don't have €1, €2. I cannot win everything here to keep, no. Or to buy better clothes, better shoes, no.
Los inmigrantes hacen su vida por un lado, y los ciudadanos de Melilla por otro. En Melilla, lo que hacen mientras están aquí, 6 meses, 1 año, 2 años, el tiempo que estén aquí antes de pasar a la península, o ser expulsados, o se buscan la vida o trabajando limpiando coches, o llevando el carro de los supermercados, o vigilando coches. Ahí sacan un dinero para comprar sus teléfonos móviles, hacer sus llamadas.
Mustafa Hamid is the director of the main local newspaper, Melilla Hoy. Over the years, he's seen the number of migrants to the city grow steadily.
Después, la historia de los inmigrantes cuando están colgados en la valla. Son imágenes impactantes, de enganchados a la concertina. Y esa situación son muy, muy, muy duras también. La inmigración, el fenómeno de la inmigración, como lo conocemos ahora, surgió a finales de los años 90. Fueron los tiempos en los que llegaron los primeros inmigrantes de color, de origen subsahariano. Empezaron llegando unos pocos, hasta hoy en día, que ya se ha disparado la cifra. En esa época no había ningún centro de acogida, no había nada, y se tuvieron que ir metiendo en la zona de la ciudad donde había edificios abandonados y demás. Uno de ellos fue el edificio antiguo de Cruz Roja. Después pasaron a una granja, la granja agrícola, que era una granja abandonada. Y hasta que ya el fenómeno se asentó, en el año, creo que 2000, empezó a funcionar el Centro de Estancia Temporal de Inmigrantes, el CETI.
The migrants who successfully enter Melilla stay at the CETI, the city's only temporary migrant detention center.
In the city, we eat 3 times a day, a breakfast, lunch and supper. They give us our soap to take a bath, the shampoo, and toothbrush, toothpaste, everything that, and clothes, they change our dresses, and a bed sheet.
In CETI, we have so many rules that govern us. For instance, human rights is so much here. If somebody hurts you, you just have to go to the authorities, the guards, and report. Fighting is strictly prohibited here.
Upon reaching the enclave, the migrants are often happy to receive medical care and advice. But some human rights groups have complained about the overcrowded conditions at the facility. The centre has a capacity of 470 people. But in 2014, there were over 2,000 residents. Secretly filmed footage handed to Press TV by one SETI resident shows severe unhygienic conditions at the camp.
أنا ما بحسن أدخل على الحمام. أنا ما بحسن أدخل على التواليت لأنه التواليت دائما فل. الأوساخ جراثيم البكتيريا. أنا عايش بخيمة. ماني عايش بغرفة في السيتي، عايش في خيمة. لما كانت تصير يعني تشتي الدنيا والمطر ويصير الوضع يعني مثلا شتوي، كانت الخيمة تجري بال 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 بالأمطار، المياه تجري من تحت الخيمة. الخدمات اللي في السيتي كلياتها يعني صفر، ما منيحة أبدا.
Between 2007 and 2013, 1.8 billion euros of EU funding was allocated to control its external borders. But only 700 million was spent on improving the situation for migrants and asylum seekers. The priority for the EU and its member states is not to improve conditions for the surging numbers of migrants and asylum seekers, but to stop them from entering in the first place. To do this, the EU has been supporting migration control systems of neighbouring countries in an effort to stop migrants and refugees before they even reach Europe's actual frontiers. Arrangements with third countries such as Libya, Morocco and Turkey are seeking to turn these regions into buffer zones around EU borders and block irregular migration towards Europe. But research shows that the EU demands being placed on third countries to prevent irregular migration puts refugees, asylum seekers and migrants at risk of prolonged arbitrary detention and ill-treatment.
Yo me llamo José Parazón,
y vivo en Melilla, soy profesor. Y luego, aparte de eso, desarrollamos otra labor a favor de los derechos humanos, ¿no? y más social, ¿no? También. Como ya de por sí, atravesar el desierto, se habla mucho, por ejemplo, de las muertes que ocurren en el mar Mediterráneo. Bueno, pues tantas muertes como ocurren en el mar Mediterráneo ocurren en el desierto, y eso es poco conocido, ¿no? Sí, el principal desafío que tienen es salvar la vida, salvar la vida. Con salvar la vida ya es suficiente para ellos. Sufren todo tipo de violaciones de derechos humanos, torturas, malos tratos, explotación. El viaje es terrible, terrible.
The crackdown of migrants in third countries has forced many of them into hiding. Here, the Gourougou mountain in northern Morocco is home to thousands of sub-Saharan African migrants.
Seven months. La policía me ha molestado mucho, mucho, mucho. Todos los días, a las 8 o a las 7, la policía van a venir a Groco. La correr a la gente para montar a la montaña.
حوالي ما بين احصاءات الرسميه ما بين 20,000 حتى 40,000 مهاجر.